This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Top 10 to 420 is just about 20 minutes away. It's time here for a sports hodgepodge. And Eric Chiafalo has that broadcast responsibility. Here's the Chief.
All right, dude. The ladies in Detroit are about to be so fired up. I just saw this. This is breaking. Actually, Ruben Portillo, the stud that he is, just sent this to me. The Detroit Tigers have created a playoff pumpkin spice latte pizza.
Ooh.
Nice. For the postseason.
The Little Caesars guys own the team.
Pan Pan.
Oh, all right. Well, then this Illich. This adds
the Illich
up.
Family.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess this is just like it's a dessert pizza. If you're okay. Into the pumpkin spice stuff,
I do love a good dessert pizza.
In-house pizza dough topped with pumpkin pie filling, cinnamon streusel, and a mascarpone espresso drizzle.
Sign me up.
The cinnamon streusel really sets it off, I'm sure.
You're not a pumpkin pie guy?
I mean, I kind of like it, you know, but I'm not a huge fan of
it.
That you better be real light on that stuff, you know? Like, maybe that's like the marinara sauce. Just a real light coating of it.
Mm. See, I love pumpkin pie, but I mean, I'll have it once a year, right?
Yeah, pumpkin
so I look forward to that once
freak.
A year. Big time pumpkin pie fan, so I'm all over this pizza.
You know what would be funny? Okay, bet payoff. I got one now. They got a broadcast with a pumpkin on their head. Like you carve it all out and put the pumpkin
The jack-o'-lantern.
You have to, it was a nasty pumpkin. You cut out the pumpkin and you have to wear it.
Yeah.
With all the like stuff kind of hanging
disgusting.
Down. Yeah. It's all in your hair and stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to wear it for 2 seconds.
I like that.
I thought that's a full like
that's a full show.
It feels like a 5-hour
full
bonanza.
Show?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I was trying to help you, Dawson.
Just a pumpkin on your head.
Like you have to do the. Yeah, you have to do like your headphones. We have to cut out a little hole.
I mean, that sounds awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and a great video.
It's festive too. That has to happen this month. It has to.
All right, I might save that for when I lose this week because I'm going to probably pick somebody that's not going to be good.
Yeah,
I'll do the all pumpkin head next week.
Yeah, you'll be screwed.
Mets also have a Ann Burrell's Italian Eats Loaded French Fry for $13.69. That's going to be waffle fries topped with peppers and onion, provolone cheese sauce, sausage ragu, and grated Parmesan. So it's basically an Italian loaded French fry. I don't know. It's tough. This time of year in New York, the staying power of a French fry is all of about 6 seconds of freshness.
I hope Ann Burrell's family's not listening to me right now.
She's overrated.
She sucks.
Way overrated.
I've heard the same thing.
She is way overrated. They always have her on the worst cooks.
Yeah, she hosts the show.
And she might as well sign up.
Takes one to know one kind of deal, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
That bad.
That bad.
I just kind of, I feel like that she's the least talented of the chefs that I learned from on the Food Network.
She doesn't have a lot of creativity. She's got her wheelhouse. But I kind of like her as a judge, but I have heard her food's overrated.
I didn't think Bratis was going to have a more hot, strident take than he had to start the program in regards to the weather technologies, watchdogging those bad boys. But here he is taking out old Ann Burrell.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's doing all right.
Yep.
We do have, how about this, dude? This is kind of like this is the college dream. The final member of Kentucky's basketball team, Big Zach Toe.
President Zach Toe?
Yeah. Dead man's toe.
Maybe it's Tau, T-O-W. I'm going with toe on that one.
That sounds fun to chant.
Let's listen.
Big Zach Toe. Big Zach Toe.
Well, Big Zach Toe is the president of Beta Theta Pi fraternity at Kentucky.
No more Delta.
He made the team through tryouts. This dude's a 6'5 junior. He was all region his senior year of high school. Hasn't played ball, I guess, since. Now he's a junior. He's at Kentucky. He tried out, and boom, here he is, walk-on style, made the basketball team at Kentucky.
He's a hugger.
Ooh.
What does that even mean?
A hugger?
Tree hugger?
He's the dude, like when the coach, when you win a big game, you hug him because he's never taken off his sweats. You don't want to ruin your clothes with a sweaty guy. You don't want to hug like a,
oh, okay.
hug a guy that's been on the bench the whole day.
Yeah.
That's had the suit, you know, had his track suit on, or not track suit, but his warm-up suit on.
I like it.
Hug that guy because it's not going to mess up your clothes.
That's great, man.
He's a hugger.
Okay, I love it. Well,
still pretty badass. Yeah. I mean, if you can imagine, you know, like, I'm not going to keep playing basketball because I can't go D1, but I want to go to Kentucky, and then you end up on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, living the dream.
Hey, it's good to be the hugger.
Yeah,
I was one too.
Did you guys see LeBron's tweet from yesterday?
He hates plane flights to Milwaukee.
Oh my gosh, this is a bitching to be bitching right here from Bron.
I think he's got a good point.
At King James,
oh, come on.
Can someone please explain to me why we're getting on an airplane? He used the airplane emoji.
Yeah,
he says, and heading to Milwaukee for one preseason game? ! He's pretty perturbed. Now, I thought this was a pretty good response here, pretty helpful from Greg. Said, hey, LeBron, it's Greg. The reason for this is because if you were to drive there, it would take over 29 hours. So I'm guessing your coaches thought it would be more efficient to fly. Hope this helps. And I think it does. I think it sheds some light on some of the strategies there of keeping your guys as fresh as possible. But by way of sort of community noting LeBron James, Bobby Marks, who spent many a day in the association in the front office, he says, as someone who handled this for Brooklyn, the preseason schedule is done in-house and not through the NBA.
Yeah.
So you can blame the Lakers for this. They set that up. It does seem a bit foolish. I mean, honestly, the preseason should basically, everybody should have one team in closest proximity, and you play like five BS games between each other. There's preseason. What are we doing?
We're not playing like Sacramento and playing Golden State.
Yeah, they got plenty of
Clippers.
Yeah,
Clippers.
Maybe Phoenix.
Yeah, maybe Phoenix. Whatever. Just something close.
Play a game
you.
In Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure.
They've got a ton of teams they could play.
They did.
And the Mavs
they
play plenty. New Orleans, yeah. Houston, San Antonio.
You're still flying,
it's just,
right?
It's hilarious, though, because LeBron's like close to my age, and I just remember what it was like right around the age of 40. I'm like, I don't want to go do that. I'm a middle-aged man.
You don't think LeBron can say, hey, I'm not going to
I don't got
game.
Time for this crap.
I'm a middle-aged
man. What are we going to Milwaukee for?
My ankle hurts. I'm not flying. They would probably say, LeBron, that's fine. You can stay home.
Is the game
when you're
being
23,
played?
You're like, yeah, dude, party in Milwaukee tonight. Let's freaking go.
Beers and cheese
curds. Let's do it.
The Pfister Hotel is not a bad place to party.
See? What the hell did you just say?
The Pfister.
How'd it get its name?
I don't know. It's a great hotel in Milwaukee.
The pitcher, I bet
it's your favorite.
Pfister.
It's
his
old,
family's hotel.
Old Pfister Hotel. Beautiful hotel.
I don't doubt that for a single second.
Yeah.
We also have, did you guys see Shams? We actually were kicking this around the other day. He replaces Woj, and we were wondering about the salary.
Yes, I brought this up yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, so it's less than half?
Less than half.
Lindbergh lands in Paris.
Honestly, we were talking about it.
Come on, Shams.
I think he left money on the table here.
He's going for the name.
You're a commodity, Shams.
He's going for the name.
There is a...
ESPN, he's going for the name.
Nobody else can do that job.
Come on, man. Eric, get off the man's back.
It was Woj and Shams.
Oh, that's
Woj
rich.
Left.
What?
I'm thinking I'm going to make more than Woj. There's no competition left.
Yeah, it's true.
Shams has the worst negotiator.
That's the
worst
problem.
Agent.
There's no competition left.
That's not.
They're
that
telling
be a,
him,
if
listen,
you're providing the supply of a monopoly, you win.
Bro.
Unless you're an idiot.
You have no competition. You're making $3 million. Where do I sign up?
Idiot of the week, man. Shams agent. Come on. Do better.
Shams, come on.
You would think, especially with all the agent relationships Shams has, he'd probably have the best one. But I guess
I would think so.
Okay, we do have a couple of wildlife news that we need to address here. Because, one, the hurricane has left just alligators in its wake everywhere.
Yeah. Alive.
People are finding, live like alligators.
In kitchens.
Videos of alligators climbing through their staircases and stuff, floodwaters bringing live gators. And there's actually a lot more pictures and videos than I was anticipating. Some like ending up in the backyard, they're in your pool or whatever, but there's videos of it in people's houses.
They open the door, boom, there's a gator.
That'd be
terrifying.
I was looking at a video just a bit ago and the guy's house fell in on him. And then I learned that was a video that was taken in New Jersey several years ago. It wasn't even from the hurricane.
Oh, you think this is fake news? Think
these are fake videos?
I'm just saying, be careful. Be
careful. For sure. Yeah. Well, we
doesn't believe a damn thing that's happened with this hurricane.
Your thoughts are well documented on
this. I think the
Tropicana field was fake.
No, I was like, man, I feel bad for the dude that the house fell in, and then the Twitter X said, no, this was actually a video from in New Jersey from a flash flood.
I don't know. I think these alligators are legit from the videos that we're seeing. But I don't know. I guess there is that shark video that pops up from time to time where it's like sharks are swimming down the highway, and it's a picture from a long time ago, but it resurfaces after every natural disaster of sorts.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is that these hurricanes accompanied tornadoes.
That's a problem.
As like the cherry on top of what has been a disaster here. You have upward, it was like double digit tornadoes that were landing around the Florida area.
Terrifying. And we got no warning about these tornadoes. They knew nothing with all this great technology, Brian. they couldn't even tell that the hurricane was going to fizzle out and you had tornadoes coming in.
I just think maybe we could be a little bit better with our technology. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Help
no
people
doubt.
Out. Help people out if you can.
Did you guys see that?
I'm serious, man. That Jim Cantore standing there telling me the water's going to be 15 feet, you know?
Didn't get an inch over 10, did it?
5.
5 feet. Wow.
Really?
5 feet. They're saying 15 feet. It was 5 feet.
Gosh.
And the highest area was 8 feet. That was, I believe, in the Sarasota area.
So they were like 66% wrong.
I would say with things on the line, sure. Can't be wrong about that, can you?
No, you don't want to be wrong about that. I did see Anderson Cooper get hit by debris while he was trying to give his report. He got.
See, that's the real. Yeah,
the debris stuff is something there. That you gotta be.
You real. Get hit by a stop sign,
especially now. Imagine you have gators as debris. Somebody got hit by.
We
a
We saw that
gator.
Sharknado.
You're gonna tell me not one person got hit by a flying gator.
Sharknado.
Well, that's why one of the 9 deceased.
Yeah, they've got like a gator. They're trying to drive through these waters, and this gator's just biting on the tire.
Mm.
Yep. Dang, I would love the excuse to be rolling around with lots of firearms, just clapping gators. Bang, bang. I'm doing it to help us dig out
the back
of a truck.
That's vigilante stuff right there.
I think so. Yeah.
Even PETA can't say anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saving lives.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, 4%, did you guys see the latest poll about Texans who believe they could take down wild animals?
We'll always believe
4.5% of Texans think they could take down a gator. Literally, the question is,
I'll take the over.
Percentage of Texans who think they could beat these animals in a fight. And it just
lists
a bunch of hand-to-hand
fights.
Yeah, this is a fight. This is
gator hand-to-hand would be tough.
Now, these are just MMA fighters that are being. It's 177 MMA fans in Texas were polled by the Action Network.
Okay, so these are MMA fans.
These are MMA fans, most of which have done some level of grappling in their time, and they think that they're more badass than they are.
Sure. But, you know, I think, like...
It could be like me and Zero.
Wrangling the gator is more of a skill than it is, like, a human fighting, you know, thing. Like, if you just know how to get behind it and wait for the right...
The kangaroo's a difference. Tail, you're hurt.
The kangaroo's a different story, though. That you're actually boxing with a kangaroo, and 9.6% of... the Texans polled believe they could win the fight versus the kangaroo.
I think the best I could do is a tie, you know? I don't know how you hit them hard enough to actually
let bygones be bygones at the end and be like, all right, we're cool.
Hey, we should have called this, okay?
I'll hold them off.
Just take your cub and leave.
Their head and necks are so flexible, they go all the way back. Like, you couldn't land a clean enough shot to actually knock down a kangaroo where he's like, oh, dude, I'm done. Like
their dodging ability like is...
Neo and the damn Matrix.
They just
eat
it. They would just, you know, it doesn't... See, you get knocked out from snapping your head back. Mm-hmm. Snapping their head back's no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good text from the 682. Like, how many of these were Kavanaugh? Just saying yes.
See, that's what I thought of instantly.
177 Kavanaugh.
He's the king of, like, yeah, getting animals.
Oh, yeah. Crocodile, alligator. Yeah.
I would like to think.
Beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, I would like
Silverback gorilla? Sure.
At least one vote on this thing, man. Yeah, I mean, 55% of the people think they could take down a wild cat. 35% they say they could take a sheep. 33% say a dog. 25% say a raccoon. I don't know, dude. The raccoons.
See, you can take a raccoon.
One-on-one, for sure.
You can't kick the raccoon.
Yeah, yeah, yes, you can.
That's what I'm saying. You can kick the raccoon.
You can kick. You would take on heavy damage, though, probably, if they were coming after you.
They have a leaping ability.
You kick that thing in the head, and it's you think it has a. You don't have a chance. I don't think about kicking other animals, but I think about kicking small, like an otter or something like that.
But remember,
but not a goose.
If it's one-on-one,
I flipper that thing away.
Do you land a square, or does it grab onto you? Is it now chewing on your shin?
No.
You know, you're going to bleed.
No, that thing's coming at you.
You will win. You will win, and you will bleed.
Yeah, but you know that you're kicking that thing right in the head when it's coming at you.
100%. I'm kicking most of these things, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Now, I think the craziest one is, you know, over 5% of them.
You're kicking a hippo, but you're kicking an otter.
Over 5% of them thought they could take a bear.
No way.
Yeah, no.
Nah,
no way.
Well, man, we've
you might survive
dudes,
it.
We've had some dudes survive the bear deal, though.
Yeah. We have.
Didn't you read
though.
That long-ass that's, story that
oh,
one time?
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's those just, wrestling guys.
Yeah.
I don't think
those
that
wrestling
guy,
teammates. Yeah, that guy didn't feel like he won the fight.
No, it's still an L.
No, he survived.
He's still alive.
Yeah, the bear thought he was dead.
Yeah.
You got to play dead.
4.5% of these Texans polled think they
cover,
could
man.
Take a moose. And if you've
a
been
moose?
To,
there's
like,
no way.
Come on, dude. I go to Cabela's with my daughters all the time. I'm constantly surprised at how big these damn moose are.
Moose would trample. Moose would trample you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Damn.
Just their, I mean, their antlers are giant.
It would knock you down and trample you.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest threat in Alaska to human life from the wildlife is not the bears, it's the moose.
There's so many moose, yeah.
They kind of panic and just run at you and you're done.
Yeah, you're not going to take one of those knuckles to the face and think that you're going to stand up.
No.
There it is, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kavanaugh did wrestle a gator at a fan event. One
he
of those
sat
mud
on his
bug
back.
Bashes.
Yeah, mud bug. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, but how big was this gator?
It was probably 5 feet, 6 feet.
Probably a trained gator.
But hey, I'll tell you
three
what.
3 foot gator.
That's pretty dang impressive.
Put it on the bet pail.
He sat on his back and pulled back, you know, like on
yeah,
the,
let's go kick these gators' asses. Yeah.
He rear naked choked a gator?
Pretty much.
They kind of, okay, sit down on him. And then he did, and he kind of held on. And then the thing kind of thrashed around a little bit. And he got out of there quick.
Hey, man.
He did it, though.
More
I give
respect
credit.
For him than,
I give
than
credit.
Ever.
That's the same day I dropped an F-bomb on the air.
Oh, so that's right.
Is it because you were giving play-by-play of him rear naked choking
no,
a gator?
No, I was talking about a player, and I said it on air. It was wrong.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you, Chief. A sports hodgepodge. There you have it. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We're less than an hour now away from the Eric Kendrick Show. We'll talk to that man, limited in practice, I guess, today. We'll get his updated thoughts on taking on the Lions and how he's feeling and all that. Top 10 is coming up next. Wolchuk, what's the subject matter?
All right, over the weekend, we celebrated National Coaches Day. Top 10 best fictional sports coaches in movie and TV history. Who's your favorite? That's
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next to the nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Eric Kendrick's show's coming up at 5 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. This segment's brought to you by Soda. It's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. And here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. We had National Coaches Day over the weekend. So I've got the top 10 best fictional sports coaches of all time. We've done this with just like, you know, coaches. We did the worst coaches in sports history, I think, last year for this, and we reminisced on some interesting, terrible coaches. But this is top 10 best fictional sports coaches in movie and TV. A lot of good texts already flowing in. Samuel L. Jackson, Coach Carter, 562 said, my two favorite coaches are the coach from The Comebacks, Lambeau Fields, and the coach from The Waterboy. And yeah, The Waterboy is an absolute classic. Coach Klein. Ooh, Coach Klein.
Henry Winkler, man.
Absolutely. We've got Lou Brown, Major League, Nick Nolte in Blue Chips, Denzel Washington, Remember the Titans, of course, Coach Boone, Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday. Those are all great from the 214. Herb Brooks, even though Herb Brooks was a real coach, but, I mean, excellent job in Miracle. We've got
Kurt Russell, right?
Kurt Russell crushed it. He did. He absolutely did. Coach Klein. Yeah. Coach Buttermaker from Bad News Bears.
God, that was great.
A lot of good ones. And there's some funny ones that are going to be even honorable mention on this list. But shout out to Bobby Belt. Bobby did the homework and he found out the running back who has the longest streak for receiving touchdowns in an NFL season.
This was surprising.
It was. And it is Jerick McKinnon.
Should have known.
Who had six in a row.
Should have known. Nobody should have known that.
Jerick McKinnon.
Well, Jerick McKinnon's mom is listening right now, and she's surprised.
No, but Mahomes, getting him the ball, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Andy Reid, screen package guy.
I hear you. I mean, it should be, I mean.
Come on.
If that's the case, then it's Brian Westbrook. You know what I mean?
No, I mean.
Andy Reid and the screen package and the running back that catches balls. Maybe Westbrook would have had it, but remember he infamously stopped at the 1 yard line that one time?
He did.
Maybe more than once.
He did.
Maybe that would have been his third game, fourth game, fifth game in a row.
Maybe it was a seventh or a sixth. It could have been a seventh. He could have tied this with Jerick McKinnon.
Jerick McKinnon, though, is not the name. You could have given me the rest of time to stand here and just rattle off running back names that maybe had this particular record. And
funny thing is he did that as a member of the Vikings.
I would have died.
Wasn't even with.
Went with Mahomes?
No, I'm just kidding. I think it was
with Case Keenum.
I think it was with Mahomes. 2022 is where it, when it says, so I think he was a Chief that year. I just wanted to bust your balls. Like, he was a Viking.
He
damn
loves
it.
When you do that.
Let's go. All right. Do you have a favorite fictional coach of all time, Lucius? My movie.
Yeah, man. There's a movie where Whoopi Goldberg was the coach of the New York Knicks. It's called Eddie. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whoopi.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
I bet she was drawing up some fantastic plays out of the timeouts.
We got Molly McGrath and Wildcats as an honorable mention. I think Tim in Carthage, whose birthday is tomorrow, by the way. So early birthday.
Happy birthday, Pappy.
To our guy.
How old is he turning, dude?
I think good old 21 or 69. One of the two there for Pappy.
I'm going to have to vote. Now, this is a little non-conventional, not necessarily a stick and ball type of deal. But I'm going to go with the iconic, the unforgettable, Mr. Miyagi.
Okay.
Dude.
That's a hell of a pull. Mr. Miyagi's really high.
Oh, is he?
Oh, that's awesome. I thought he'd be slept on.
Mr. Miyagi was not slept on. He's in the top three, bro.
Don't forget Karate Kid 2, where he goes back to Okinawa and beats his old rival's backside right there in a rainstorm.
Right. That's an epic.
The redemption.
Epic story arch there, Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Wax on, wax off. Oh, Coach Ballsack, absolutely. That's a good one. Will Ferrell is the coach in Kicking and Screaming. You know who actually stole the show was Ditka.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell was the coach. Was Jackie Moon a coach?
He was a player.
Was a player coach.
Player coach, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Jackie Moon is an honorable mention on here, actually.
I actually like the Jackie Moon as a payoff for Halloween. You know, if you want to get the whole bit going.
Just do the Jackie Moon.
Yeah, just be Jackie Moon for a show.
Ted Lasso's got to be number one, right?
Oh, no.
So Ted Lasso, I think I might have done a list like a few years back, and Ted Lasso was, I think, at the top of that list. But I think that was just recency bias. He is no longer in
the top 10.
He's an honorable mention. Ted Lasso, honorable mention on here.
Irv Blitzer.
Wow, I feel like that's bias against soccer.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I do remember you complained that he was number one last time, though.
Well, he's got to get the
bump. You thought he was too high. You were like, that's definitely just recency bias right there. I don't think.
Well, I might have been a little bitter. It got just sappy. It got sappy.
You didn't like season two. Yeah, you didn't.
I think too many relationships.
And I think it was right afterwards.
Life lessons.
And you definitely were. I'm not, this is bad.
I don't want a self-help book. I want funny Ted Lasso, please.
And season one was epic. And I think season three, they redeemed it. They went back to their roots a little bit. But supposedly there's a season four that's going to be happening.
I think the reason why Ted Lasso deserves the bump and potentially to be in the top 10 is just simply because he did the mid-career switching of the sports.
He did football.
He was a football coach turned into a soccer coach.
Yeah. Getting left for Patches, O'Houlihan, and Dodgeball, number 10 on the list.
Is Irv Blitzer on this list?
Irv is going to be on the list.
Patches is legendary.
Yeah, Patches, O'Houlihan.
Apparently, Ben Stiller is cranking out a pickleball movie that might be in a similar vein of Dodgeball.
Hell yes.
So
I hope he's fat to begin it as the same character. Just this is what he needs to do to lose weight. He needs to pick up a sport, get off the couch, and stop eating all the KFC, and now I'm going to pick up pickleball and trying to lose the weight.
Man, look at this.
That's strong.
That would be cool because then he could actually become, we actually end up rooting for him in this one.
Yeah, it's like he goes from the villain to now all of a sudden we're rooting for you.
He's protagonist.
He learned the error of his ways.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
214 thinks it sounds like flip-flop Dawson. Hey, I don't think it deserves to be number one, but to kick Ted Lasso out of the top 10 seemed a little overhanded.
I was surprised that Ted Lasso was on the top 10. Gordon Bombay comes in at number 9, the Mighty Ducks. And Gordon Bombay's gotten a ton of love here on the text as well. I mean, that's a childhood fave. Irv Blitzer, number 8, Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Hell of a movie. I still haven't seen it. You have? Oh, cool. That'd be a good one to watch with the family.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Cool Runnings is really cool.
7 is Major League, Lou Brown coming in at number 7. 6 is Coach Ken Carter from Coach Carter.
Is Reggie Dunlap on this list?
Reggie Dunlap was honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
He was in the teens.
My bad.
And that's Slapshot, who if you haven't seen, Chubbs was also an honorable mention as well.
Chubbs.
Happy Gilmore, it's all in the hips. So is Coach Klein. Also, just missed Danny O'Shea from Little Giants, 16 on here, right ahead of Tony D'Amato. Any given Sunday. You got a claw with your fingernails.
For that inch.
We've got number 5, Tom Hanks as Jimmy in A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
No crying at baseball. Number 4, Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
You guys like Hoosiers? Is that up
there
for you?
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought when he let the drunk guy coach, I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Hoosiers.
Me neither.
And I get a lot of crap for my Rudy take. Like, to me, Rudy's a little overrated. There's a good watch. It's long. It's also like an inaccurate depiction of what happened.
I know, because I have a friend that played on that Notre Dame team.
Yeah, right. And yeah. Probably tells you that's not what happened at
exactly.
all. Exactly. Yeah. So they made fun of Rudy.
They bullied him.
Yeah, it's kind of a made up deal.
Okay. Hoosiers better, but Hoosiers is like not at the top of the list of basketball movies for me either.
No, not at all. I mean, Coach Carter is probably the one seed for me.
You going Teen Wolf?
I loved Teen Wolf. Yeah,
Flubber.
Yeah, I was a big. But I mean, Air Bud.
I mean, there's some good basketball movies. Hey, Rebound with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah,
it's pretty
that
strong.
Is a good one.
Also, give me some The Rock in Gridiron Gang.
Oh yes, what was his freaking name in that movie?
It's Coach Sean Porter.
Sean Porter.
Thanks to Google.
And
but I mean, he's the only one that's. I mean, how many guys are suiting up and like he does the Oklahoma drill with versus one of those kids?
Man, I think,
now talk about unrealistic. That kid put The Rock on his ass.
You know, I'd like to see. Coach Z on the Cowboys defensive line go out there and do some Oklahoma drills. He looks like he could still do it.
Oh.
Not Zimmer, of course.
No.
Zanino.
No.
Yeah. Not that Coach Z.
No. The other Z.
The other one. He's intense. Mickey.
He could put something else down.
Mickey is the.
Mickey from Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
Get him, Mickey. Number two, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah,
I have a feeling who number one is here.
You know who number one is?
Is this the coach from Friday Night Lights?
It's Keanu Reeves in Hardball.
Is it the movie or the show?
Movie.
I guess the movie was real.
Eric Taylor.
According to Broadus, there's no difference between a show and a movie.
It's a movie show.
It's a movie show.
Eric Taylor, Friday Night Lights, coming in at number one. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you know, clips will pop up on the old Tiki Talkie. God, that show is good. I remember watching it as a kid, but it had been so long. Coach Taylor was a badass in that show.
It's an unfortunate blind spot for me. As much of a football guy as I am, and as much as I love the movie,
man,
never saw the show.
I think if you went back, like, that might be a good rewatch with the family.
Maybe it still holds up.
It could. It looks pretty good still for me from the clips that I see. But a fun list. In 469, Air Bud is up there. I'm with you. Shout out to Chubbs as well, getting a lot of texts. But there you go. There's your top 10.
Did Miyagi have any techniques beyond wax on and painting the fence? Was that the two? It was either a circular block or an up and down block.
That's all I've ever remembered.
I thought they were
pretty much covered it for him.
Pretty limited, huh?
You just dial into those two. That's all you need.
Did it work?
Took down Cobra Kai.
Two-trick pony, am I right, Broadus?
Yeah. I mean, he barely learned how to punch. Like, dude, you get Miyagi's defense down, it just flows naturally from there. So,
yeah, dude.
I don't know, Brian.
The defense is Herman the offense. Real
tell me.
I didn't see the movie, so I don't know. I mean, I didn't see.
That's pretty insane that you haven't seen that.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen, Eric. Why are you surprised?
No, you're right.
It was such perfect timing, though, because that comes on the heels of Bloodsport. So, like, this martial arts tournament whole genre was there. It was a special time. Thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
In addition to the finest Bruce coming Lee. Up next, Chief, where are you taking it?
Things are just a little bit different in Detroit as we gear up for the Lions on Sunday and a little GTS action for you next year in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, the Fan Eric Kendrick Show coming up here in about 15 minutes. Here's Eric Chiafalo with an edition of the finest. Buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We got some Cowboys and Lions stuff to get to, but man, the reaction from some of the sports movie conversation from the Wooly Bully top 10 list is pretty amazing. People are alleging things here on the text, like the factoids, you know? There's some movie buffs out there.
Oh, there are.
And I just don't know how true some of this stuff is. The 469 alleging that Keanu Reeves was so good at quarterback in The Replacements that the Ravens invited him to for a tryout in 2000. I don't know if that's true, but the 469's alleging it. All the information coming from the 469, because to the MMA conversation, the MMA movie where you were like, man, that really started to take off at some point. Jean-Claude Van Damme and these guys.
Yeah.
And then the Steve Seagal.
Steve Seagal.
469 saying that Steve Seagal has his own song and it's titled Talk to My Ass.
Oh. Ooh.
And I'm like, is that real? Can we confirm either one of those two things?
I can't confirm, but. I mean, Shane Falco
That's not something
badass.
That you guys were aware of?
No.
I always shied away from Steven Seagal content, you know?
You shied away from that?
Yeah.
Because that feels like some content gold there.
I thought he was kind of a poser, you know? Maybe he was really good at martial arts. It just seemed weird. Like, he was just a guy you made fun of.
He was faking it?
Yeah,
I used to love his movies, man. But he is a weird individual. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he actually did have a record titled TTMA.
You know what? I think we can fact check this. And I'm sorry about Coach Herman Boone was not in this because that's a real coach. So it was a fictional coaches list. So a
fictional character.
No love for Coach Boone and Remember the Titans, but he does deserve a mention. I mean, what Denzel did was incredible.
Okay, so let's see if we can fact check any of those things, maybe.
Oh, Keanu Reeves. He's got it on Spotify.
Oh, Seagull does?
Yep, sure does.
Seagull.
What's it called? What am I saying?
Remember me when I was cool.
It's Steven Seagal, right?
It's Seagal, and I'm saying gull.
Like Seagull.
Seagal. Seagal.
Just keep it going.
He's got a song called Strut. John Crow. I don't know if this is really a girl. It's all right. Don't you cry, better man. I'm looking at the right thing.
Does he have the TTMA though? Can you read the lyrics to us by chance?
I guess I could.
Yeah, let's get Broadus to read some lyrics to Steven Seagal's hit "Talk to My Ass." In the meantime, here's some Detroit Lions Cowboys factoids for you. Jordan Lewis. This comes from our buddy Brandon Laurie on Twitter. Jordan Lewis has surrendered 11 receptions for 61 yards on 18 targets faced. His expected points added on those targets is best in the sport for any slot corner. So we're dealing with the way Jordan Lewis is playing right now is really, it's not just, oh, this is really cool for what he's doing for the Cowboys. He's playing as good as anyone at the nickel corner position right now in all of football. That's pretty dang cool.
That's incredible.
And we'll talk about a step-up situation with, hey, I know Trayvon Diggs is coming off the ACL, maybe not 100% himself. Okay, Deron Bland, he's banged up. There goes Kalen Carson. I love what Jordan Lewis is doing right now. The competitive spirit for this guy is just through the roof, and he's playing out of his mind.
I think it's a must re-sign in the offseason. You know, I know this is a team that's up against the cap. They are going through a soft rebuild no matter what they say. And, you know, maybe they're not going to be in the business of handing out big contracts, but I think that's the great thing about Jordan Lewis is he gives you toughness. He gives you leadership. He gives you a tackling defensive back. You know, I think he's one of the best bargains going in the NFL right now if you look at his salary. So I'm looking to, you know, continue our relationship, you know, going into the future. A pending free agent, you can't afford to lose him.
No.
You know, you lose him, now we're spending a day one or day two pick on a corner.
And we know about just how much of a competitive savage he is. We saw it firsthand versus the Steelers and George Pickens over the weekend. And we cannot forget this clip from Detroit Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown talking about the biggest trash talker in the NFL. And look at what he had to say about our guy Jordan Lewis.
Jordan Lewis, I think, is his name from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't talk much unless someone's going to talk to me. You know, I block hard. I do all that. But he was talking crazy, like some shit I've never heard before. I'm like, yo, hold on. Like, I'm gonna have to go hard on this. Like, he was talking crazy out of pocket. Even JMO heard it too. He was coming in. At that point, it's like, I don't know what he's saying. I'm trying to make plays, win the game. I'm not worried about him. But once he starts talking like that, it's like, if I do get a chance to kill him, I'm gonna kill him.
Wow, dude. We have to get to the bottom of what was said there. And Jordan Lewis was asked about it. He's like, I honestly don't remember. I'm sure it was probably pretty crazy.
He's blacked out.
Yeah, black out.
And I get that. Like, there's a flip that switches there, but apparently no one's switches their flip harder than what Jordan Lewis does when he gets between the lines. So that is definitely a nice little storyline going into this particular matchup there.
He's the rare dog on this team. I don't know how many you got, but he's one of them.
Yeah,
he is.
He does not have the front runner type of personality.
No.
Like some of these guys do. I know one of the things we were hoping that the Zimmer defense would help a lot compared to the Dan Quinn defense was stopping these teams with the pre-snap motion and stuff. And we've seen firsthand that really hasn't been the case here. But we know that the Lions will run some of that stuff. The Cowboys defense, I saw this, RJ Ochoa, Cowboys defense has allowed almost 10 yards per attempt on pass plays that have involved pre-snap motion so far this season. That's giving up the most yards per attempt in the NFL on those particular plays. So, and what you'll see with Detroit and how they use, especially Sam Laporta, he's in motion all the time, and he is one of the highest rated overall individuals as it pertains to the tight end position, being sent in motion and then catching a pass on those plays.
They're not too worried about his GPS numbers, apparently.
No, and he's due for a breakout game.
Yeah, I'm sure the bye week helped him quite a bit. Yeah. He has been banged up.
Brock Wright is the tight end they move the most, though.
And that might just be because Laporta.
When they want to run the football, you could usually follow the tight end and he'll tell you where the ball's going.
For run plays.
Yeah.
Okay.
For run plays. What they do is they'll sometimes bring the guy motion across and then bring him back. But the majority of the time, it is wherever that tight end goes, the ball's going to probably come behind that tight end.
Apparently, Walchuk's not the only one offended, by the way. I say Steven Seagal's name. People are upset at me on the text right now.
I couldn't find that song.
Are you going to read some text?
You couldn't find the song? I couldn't find the song.
Well, I can confirm the Keanu Reeves thing.
Okay.
He actually did get a tryout for the Ravens, and he rejected it because he had other Hollywood projects that he was working on. But he was apparently that damn good on the set of The Replacements.
John Wick.
The Ravens were like, you know what, dude? If you want to come in and try out, you're welcome to.
It makes sense because they knew how good their defense was that year. They're like, dude, we're going to probably win this thing with Elvis Gerback.
He's already better.
Right. How old was he then?
He's already better than Trent Dilfer.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
looking like 60 right now.
So he would have been late 30s.
Late 30s, getting a trial with the Ravens? Keanu Reeves, huh? Yeah.
That's how...
Sounds like Romo warming up with the Mavs to me.
Speaks to the desperation. How about him turning it down as well? He's like, thanks, but no thanks. He could have won a ring that year. Mm. That Ravens defense was good enough to carry Keanu Reeves to a Super Bowl.
Might have been an upgrade.
It might have been. All right, little Week 5 GTS. We still can't confirm the TTMA song, though, from Steven.
I looked at all the song lyrics that he had. He's got videos for his songs, but none of that.
That's probably not safe for work video if he did
what
a video.
What was the name of the song?
It's called Talk to My Ass.
Talk to My Ass.
Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very real. We could listen to
what
it on
year?
YouTube.
Pull up the lyrics.
2006.
He's
got an album.
You know what? We don't need to get into album talk, Brian.
I'm just playing GTS right now. Brought us.
The album is Mojo Priest, if you really must know.
I'd like to know because it's not on Spotify.
Steven Seagal.
Look up Mojo Priest and maybe you'll find
one of the greatest artists of a generation. Very talented individual.
Very.
Crystal Cave was his album.
He's going to kick your ass and tell you to talk to his. All right, Thursday Night Football. Guess that spread. Niners in Seattle.
Damn it, hold on, let me cheat.
Brian Broaddus. Guess that spread.
Seahawks. I'm going to say, okay, Niners -3.5.
Okay, you nailed that. So nice work, Broaddus.
Niners are -3.5.
Yeah, Niners are a 3.5-point favorite in Seattle. Isn't that interesting?
Holy cow. Let me call my bookie.
Should we just go 49ers tonight, you think? Anyone want to get in on that? 49ers?
No, Seattle's getting 3.5 at home. Why is Seattle getting 3.5 at home? Is Metcalf hurt?
No.
Because they lost to the Giants last week.
DK was talking crazy yesterday, even though I got ball sacked on that. We're just pretending it was real.
No, you got ball sacked yesterday?
I got ball sacked.
There
was a DK Metcalf quote that went around that he was saying, this is the worst Niners team I've ever seen on film. They can't tackle. They can't cover. And then when I looked into it, the text said, I think that was a ball sacking. It was, but I'm just pretending that it was real life. And that's really what DK Metcalf said.
Commanders in Baltimore taking on the Ravens. Zach Wolchuk, guess that spread.
Let me go Commanders in Baltimore. Let me go Ravens -3.
Okay. Gavin Dawson.
Ravens -2.
And Broaddus.
Ravens -4.
Ravens -6.5.
Oh, give me the
Vegas
Commandos.
Giving no respect to the Commanders. Cardinals are in Green Bay, Lambeau Field. Brian Broaddus, guess that spread.
Give me the Packers -4.
I like that.
Dawson?
3.5.
I'll just go 4.5. Be different.
Packers, 5.5-point home favorites right there.
Didn't think Arizona was that bad.
Yeah.
Packers tape wasn't great.
Packers getting some love there. And then we'll close it down Sunday night football. We'll do Monday night football. Bills in New York to take on the Jets. This is for first place in the division. Don't tell that to their owner who just fired their coach.
5.5, Ski.
Bills 5.5.
Bills -7.
I'll go Bills -6.
Now this is Bills in New York to take on the Jets. So they're the road team.
Yeah,
here.
But they gotta be favored.
They're favored.
2.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So not too big.
And these spreads are interesting.
Yeah, I think the Bills are gonna be on a tear here because they've dropped their last two.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
There it is. Football's finest with you here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll be standing by for our Cowboys player show. Eric Kendricks joins us next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.